professional. The group is called Mise en Scene. I'm Jay Thurber. The website, jaythurbershow.com. Also on Facebook, Mastodon, and Blue Sky at Jay Thurber Show. Broadcasting from the Tube City Center for Business and Innovation in downtown McKeesport on 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio. The news is next. It's 2 o'clock.
WRCT Pittsburgh.
Has made an Operation Epic Fury is not saying when the conflict will stop. A U.S. aerial refueling tanker has crashed in Iraq. The fate of the crew is unknown. Iran's new supreme leader is vowing to keep the Strait of Hormuz closed. According to the New York Times, at least 16 tankers and cargo ships have been attacked there. Oil is still close to $100 a barrel despite promised releases from emergency reserves. Polls show the Iran war is deeply unpopular and the stock markets are down sharply. The Pentagon estimates the first 6 days cost more than $11 billion, with every day after costing possibly another billion. Congressional Democrats point out this spending comes at the same time as deep cuts in health care and nutrition. Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren said the administration apparently planned the war well ahead of time, but put no effort into safeguarding Americans caught in the region when it started.
The Trump administration chose this war. They planned this war for months, and they made no plans to safeguard hundreds of thousands of Americans in the region. There is no excuse for this.
Analysts from the Atlantic Council say the air war will severely weaken Iran's military capabilities, but isn't likely to cause the government to collapse. Gulf nations hit in Iranian counterattacks got the UN Security Council to vote for condemning those attacks. But American Ambassador Mike Waltz says Iran's actions prior to the war justify the conflict and show why the country shouldn't be allowed to have a nuclear weapon.
Iran has supported terrorist violence against civilians around the world, and as we all just saw in recent months, massacred its own people.
Police are treating an attack on a Michigan synagogue as a, quote, targeted act of violence. A man was killed after ramming his truck into the building. A security guard was the only other person injured. Meanwhile, Senate Democrats have again stopped a budget for the Homeland Security Department, demanding reforms after two protesters were shot dead by federal agents earlier this year. Republicans in the House are blocking an alternative Democratic plan that would fund DHS, except for ICE and the Border Patrol. Employees at FEMA, the TSA, and the Coast Guard have worked without their paychecks. Indiana TSA agents say the shutdown is taking a toll at Indianapolis International Airport. Kevin Smith with the American Federation of Government Employees Local says agents are still recovering from the last shutdown.
A lot of my officers are trying to pay back the loans they took out to survive the first time. So we had two or three paychecks and then boom, here we are again.
Federal law requires TSA agents to receive back pay once the shutdown ends, but Smith says around half a dozen TSA officers at Indianapolis International quit since the shutdown began. Airlines are expected to see a record 171 million passengers during March and April, and they're already seeing longer security lines. I'm Edwin J. Vieira for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
July.
Curtis Lee getting us started at 2:07. Much more music time right here on Radio 9. And here's TJ and the Shondells. On Blue Sky and Facebook at Jay Thurber Show, taking your requests.
47 miles of barbed wire. You the cobra snake for a necktie. Got a brand new house on the roadside, made from rattlesnake hide. I got a brand new chimney made on top, made from a human skull. Now come on, baby, let's take a little walk and tell me who do you love? Who do you love? Who do you love? Who do you love? Eileen took me by the hand and said, ooh, daddy, I understand. Who do you love? Who do you love? Who do you love? Who do you love?
Hawkins and the Hawks here with Who Do You Love here on Radio 9. It is St. Patrick's Day weekend. We've been trying to feature some Irish rock from the 50s, 60s, and 70s. Rory Gallagher went on to have a very influential career despite dying relatively young at the age of 47. Started out in an Irish show band.
Thank you.
best from 1970 here on Radio 9. Radio 9.
Probably the best oldies in the world.
Sitting in the sun like an old tomcat that don't know just where he's at. Admit to you, right now I feel that way too.
Richard on Radio 9.
Thank you for holding. Now you're on the air.
Moldy Fondant on Blue Sky at Jay Thurber's show said in honor of, what did he have to say here? He says, request here, dedicate this to all of the young people listening from a veteran who served in two Middle East war zones. Phil Oakes never goes out of style, unfortunately. Going out by request to Blue Sky.
Oh, I marched to the Battle of New Orleans at the end of the early British wars. The young land started growing, the young blood started flowing, but I vengeance in a thousand different fights. I was there at the little big horn. I heard many men lying, I saw many more a dying, but I ain't a marching anymore. It's always the old to lead us to the wars, always the young to fall. Now look at all we won with a saber and the gun. From the Mexican land, fought in the bloody Civil War. Yes, I even killed my brothers and so many others, but I ain't a marching anymore. For I marched to the battles of the German trench in a war that was bound to end all wars. Oh, I must have killed a million men and now they want me back again, but I the old to lead us to the wars, always the young to fall. Now look at all we've won with a saber and the gun. Tell me, is it worth it all? For I flew the final mission in the the Japanese sky. Set off the mighty mushroom roar. When I saw the cities burning, I knew that I was learning that I ain't a marching anymore. Now the labor leaders screaming when they close the missile plant. United Fruit screams at the Cuban shore. Call it peace or call it treason, call it love or call it reason, but I ain't a marching anymore. I ain't a marching anymore.
Phil Oakes going out by request.
Radio 9.
For chime time, a new music from a band called Surf Bort. We are out of Bort license plates. I repeat, we are out of Bort license plates. Coming up after we take care of a brief message, also check your full-time Radio 9 weather forecast. The cleanup continues after last night's storms that passed through the area, packing 60 to 70 mile an hour winds. Widespread damage throughout the tri-state area. Allegheny County Emergency Services. See if we have an update from them. I thought we had an update from Allegheny County Emergency Services. I know that all events at the McKeesport Area School District are closed today due to power outages. More than 90,000 people without power right now in Allegheny County. Duquesne Light says they have brought in crews from as far away as Canada to help repair the damage caused. If we have any other information, we will pass it along to you. Project Prom in Penn Hills is canceled today. They are going to try to reschedule that for another time. Mon Valley Initiative's Workforce and Business Development Program is designed to increase income levels and financial self-sufficiency. It delivers effective, personalized career development services, income supports, and financial coaching targeted to the unemployed and underemployed. Since 2000, they have provided employment or financial counseling for more than 6,000 people. So if you know someone who's struggling to find a job or retain a job, why not refer them to the Workforce and Business Development Program at Mon Valley Initiative in Homestead and Charleroi, 412-464-4000 or monvalleyinitiative.com. A Thank you very much. The jingle singers don't sound like they're maybe an upset stomach. Sunny skies this afternoon with a high of 50. Cloudy now, they say, overnight with a low of 39. Partly sunny Sunday with a high of 69. Chance of rain Sunday night, low 48. Rain changing over to snow on Monday. Temperatures will be rapidly falling through the day Monday from a high of 66 to a low in the 20s. Snow likely Monday night, low of 22. Mostly cloudy Tuesday, high 31. Wednesday, mostly cloudy, high 42. And then on Thursday, mostly cloudy, high of 55. Right now, just ahead of much more music on the Jay Thurber Show. 42 in Butler, 43 outside our weather window here in downtown McKeesport, and street level at the corner of Forbes and Morwin in Oakland. 43 right now at WRCT with new music from Surfboard. Is called Reality Star. That's new music from a group called Surfboard.
Look at all this great stuff, Reese. Cool. Personalized plates. Barclay, Barry, Bert, Bort. Oh, come on, Bort?
Mommy, Mommy, buy me a license plate.
No, come along, Bort.
Are you talking to me?
No, my son is also named Bort.
Thank you very much.
Jay Thurber. Does it by request?
412-385-7450 is the request line. Joel calling in. He said after last night's storms, he wanted to hear Jay Ferguson. This is 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City online radio in McKeesport. It's 2:30.
chance to win tickets to the Pittsburgh Zoo if I remember to send them out. Later on, Dr. Shania Shanae will be here.
No, that's not true. Jay Thurber with Jay Ferguson going out by request for Joel on the phone. On Radio 9, coming up just a couple of minutes, we'll have more Dave Allen. We're also going to tell you about a great adventure in artificial intelligence. These are the Beatles on Radio 9.
Day after day, alone on a hill, the man with the foolish grin is keeping perfectly still. But nobody wants to know him, they can see that he's just a fool. And he never gives an answer, but the fool on the hill sees the sun.
Thurber.
Irish humor is a magnificent black humor. It really is. It's superb. And we draw. Again, it's what we've taken from all the lessons of life. You see, I say, and I've traveled all over the world, the only place in the world we really accept the ultimate, which is death, is Ireland. And I'm sorry to see that actually that is being lost. The wake is the most marvelous thing. Because somebody died, and all our lives we've been told that when we die, we'll go to paradise. Great paradise. Heaven. Perpetual light and joy and pleasure. But when somebody dies now, it was a basic thing, was he's gone, he's got his reward, we will celebrate. We will not sit around and go, he's gone to the good place. I mean, if that is the truth, I wonder why so many people are loath to die. But the wake is a joyful occasion. Death is it. So all these things have been fed into us from an early age. There's also the chauvinism of the male in Ireland. Males in Ireland is, or tends to be, or we like to think we are. Whereas the females actually are the strength within the glove. They are the hand in the glove. They maneuver quietly. But the example, the finest example, which incorporates all these subtle social pressures, is of a man arriving in a town in Ireland. He's walking. He's enjoying the country. And he's received hospitality and warmth. And he's seen the life. Listened to the music. And when he gets to this town, there's an uneasy feeling. Something wrong. There's nothing happening. There's no horses. Feeling in this town. As he walks down the street, all the little cottages, the curtains move and they look out. There's female faces looking out at him. He gets to the square and there's a funeral entourage in the square. Most extraordinary funeral entourage. A coffin being carried by six men, and behind the coffin is the most gigantic man he has ever seen in his life. A granite-like face, looks like it would be cut from stone, cold blue eye. And holding him in the left hand is a leash, an enormous black dog. Red eyes, tongue lolling, teeth and saliva all over. And behind that man is another man in black, and behind him is another man in black, and behind him, and there's a line of 50 men. All in black, all walking in this death pit. So he goes up to the big man with the gruff face. He says, what is happening?
This is my wife. We're burying her.
Oh. Obviously a highly respected member of the community. Deeply loved.
No. She was hated. She was loathed by everybody in this town.
Is this her dog?
He said, no, it's my dog.
But he loved her.
No, he hated her.
Actually, he tore her throat out.
He killed her.
And he goes,
would you like to sell the dog?
And the fellow says, get to the end of the queue.
Wonderful weekend.
Mama.
mama wa papa him mama Papa him mama
papa mama papa mama papa mama papa mama papa mama papa mama
papa. Another great Irish show band called The Freshmen on Radio 9 at 2:46. Much more music time, and now a tale of the artificial intelligence revolution that is sweeping the nation. A Tennessee grandmother spent nearly 6 months in jail after AI software wrongly identified her as a suspect in a bank fraud case in North Dakota, where she had never been before. Angela Lips was arrested at her home last summer and extradited 1,200 miles to Fargo, you betcha, to face criminal charges, don't you know, in what police described as an organized bank fraud scheme. Authorities later dismissed the case after records showed she was in Tennessee at the time the crimes were allegedly committed. But by then, she had spent 6 months in jail. And because she was unable to pay bills, her house and her car were repossessed, and she lost her dog. Lips was babysitting four children on July 14th when a team of U.S. Marshals arrested her at gunpoint. She was booked into the county jail as a fugitive from justice in North Dakota, but Lips said she's never been to North Dakota or even on an airplane. She remained stuck in the Tennessee jail for 4 months, and because she was classified as a fugitive, she could not get bail. She was extradited to North Carolina, where she wasn't questioned by the local police until December 19th. Her court-appointed attorney obtained her financial records, which showed video of her depositing her Social Security checks, buying cigarettes at a gas station, and buying a pizza in Tennessee during the alleged crimes. Finally, on Christmas Eve, Fargo, North Dakota police released her from jail, and prosecutors dismissed the case and left her stranded in Fargo in the middle of winter. Local defense attorneys raised money, giving her money for a hotel room and food for the holidays, but that still leaves her without a house, without a car, and without a dog. This sounds like a country and western song. According to the independent newspaper in the UK, this is the eighth documented wrongful arrest in the United States tied to artificial intelligence facial recognition software. That WRCT is a proud member of the Carnegie Mellon University community. And that's the latest installment in News You Can't Use, Artificial Intelligence Edition. Sometimes I think we need some regular intelligence. There it goes! Our common sense. Out to space.
I'm designed in the
no, it crashed. The mechanical man, well, that's typical for... come back here. What happened to our song? That wasn't good.
Put up a Christmas tree. I can milk a cow. I can mow a lawn. I can pour you a cup of tea. But I'm looking for someone who could help me to charge my coil and fill me up with batteries and feed me my daily.
With the Mechanical Man. More music after sports and weather, but first...
I am a road hazard.
I am a human life.
Every day I go to work, I know I am risking my life.
I know that in an instant, my child could be an orphan.
I know that if you hit me at 45 miles per hour...
My bones will break. At 65, I will die. I will die. I will die.
I'm a parent.
I am a coach.
I am a father.
I'm a mother.
Please.
Please.
Please. Slow down in work zones.
More than 30 PA Turnpike workers have died while performing their duties. Please, slow down in work zones.
Radio 9
presents a Super Sports Report.
Well, in spring training baseball at this hour, the Pittsburgh Pirates taking on the Baltimore Orioles at the top of the seventh, the Orioles leading 4-3. Pittsburgh Penguins traveling to Salt Lake City tonight to take on the Utah Mammoth. The game's time there is 9 o'clock. Our time elsewhere in the NHL last night. Kings over the Islanders 3-2. Blues over the Oilers in overtime 3-2. And Thursday, the Avalanche beat the Kraken 5-1. The Pens are coming off a bad loss to the Vegas Golden Knights on Thursday of 6-2. Elsewhere in the world of sports, Tony Dungy is disappointed to find out that he will no longer be a color analyst on Sunday Night Football on NBC. He was first hired in 2009. Dungy achieved a 139-69 record over 13 seasons as a head coach with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Dungy said he has been informed by NBC that he won't be back with Football Night in America this fall. And it's disappointing, but he wants to thank NBC for making the last 17 years so special. Quote, I'll always have lasting memories of my time there, especially with Rodney Harrison, who has become a tremendous friend. The United States headed to the semifinals of the World Baseball Classic after rebounding from an 8-6 loss to Italy. The U.S. beat Canada 5-3 on Friday night. They will face the Dominican Republic in the semifinals. And the commissioner of the WNBA said Friday they need to get a deal done with the players' union by Monday to avoid disruptions to the upcoming season. The two sides have spent approximately 50 hours negotiating a new collective bargaining agreement to avert a strike or a lockout.
WRCT.
Sunny skies this afternoon with a high near 50. Cloudy overnight with a low of 39. Sunny on Sunday with a high of 69. Monday, rain, then changing over to snow. A high during the day of 66, dropping to 22 at night. Snow likely Monday night, low 22. Mostly cloudy Tuesday, 31. Wednesday, mostly cloudy, high of 42. Right now, just ahead of much more music, it is... 42 in Butler, 43 at outside our weather window in downtown McKeesport. Also 43 at WRCT in Oakland.
Now I'd like to turn to the folk song, which has become in recent years the particularly fashionable form of idiocy among the self-styled intellectual.
Going to close out this St. Patrick's Day weekend show with Tom Lehrer.
People who deplore the level of current popular songs.
Don't forget you can find me at jthurbershow.com. Follow me on social media, Mastodon, Facebook, and Blue Sky at Jay Thurber Show. I'll be back next week, good word willing, or the creeks don't rise. Until then, remember, it's nice to be important, but it's a whole lot more important to be nice. You can lead a horse to water, but nothing smells worse than a wet horse. A bird in the hand makes one hell of a mess. No matter where you go, there you are. Don't sweat the petty things, and don't pet the sweaty things.
Or green grow the rushes, oh, whatever that means. At any rate, for these elite, I have here an ancient Irish ballad, which was written a few years ago, and... which is replete with all the accoutrements of this art form. In particular, it has a sort of idiotic refrain. In this case, rickety-tickety-tin, you'll notice cropping up from time to time, running through, I might add, interminable verses. The large number of verses being a feature expressly designed to please the true devotees of the folk song, who seem to find singing 50 verses of On Top of Old Smokey is twice as enjoyable as singing 25. This type of song also has what is known technically in music as a modal tune, which means, for the benefit of any layman who may have wandered in this evening, that I play a wrong note every now and then, I think. The song, though, does differ strikingly from the genuine folk ballad in that in this song, the words which are supposed to rhyme actually do. I really should say, but I do not direct these remarks against the vast army of folk song lovers, but merely against that peculiar hard core who seem to equate authenticity with artistic merit and illiteracy with charm. Oh, one more thing. One of the more important aspects of public folk singing is audience participation, and this happens to be a good song for group singing. So if any of you feel like joining in with me on this song, I'd appreciate it if you would leave right now. Sing a song, sing rickety-tickety-tin. About a maid I'll sing a song who didn't have her family long. Not only did she do them wrong, she did every one of them in, she did every one of them in. One morning in a fit of pique, sing rickety-tickety-tin. One morning in a fit of pique, she drowned her father in the creek. The water tasted bad for a week, and we had to make do with gin, with gin. We had to make do with gin. Her mother, she could never stand, sing rickety-tickety-tin. Her mother, she could never stand, and so a cyanide soup she planned. The mother died with a spoon in her hand, and her face in a hideous grin, a grin. Her face in a hideous grin. She set her sister's hair on fire, rickety-tickety-tin. She set her sister's hair on fire, and as the smoke and flame rose higher, danced around the funeral pyre, playing a violin, violin, playing a violin. She weighted her brother down with stones, rickety-tickety-tin. She weighted her brother down with stones and sent him off to Davy Jones. All they ever found were some bones and occasional pieces of skin, of skin, occasional pieces of skin. One day when she had nothing to do, sing rickety-tickety-tin. One day when she had nothing to do, she cut her baby brother in two and served him up as an Irish stew and invited the neighbors in, was in, invited the neighbors in. When at last the police came by, sing rickety-tickety-tin. And when at last the police came by, her little pranks she did not deny. To do so she would have had to lie, and lying she knew was a sin, a sin. Lying she knew was a sin. My tragic tale I won't prolong, rickety-tickety-tin. My tragic tale I won't prolong. And if you do not enjoy my song, you've yourselves to blame if it's too long. You should never have let me begin. Begin.
Stay tuned.
You should never
have
let me
begin. Smoke, relaxing, and easy is coming up next. 88.3 WRT.
PBRTV.com. In our 10th year, welcome to Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy with Eric O'Brien. Recorded at the PBRTV.com studios for Tube City Online Radio and WRCT Pittsburgh at 88.3 FM and WRCT.org.